can't believe somebody else wants to do this. Hello, who's that?
It's Mike.
Hi, Mike. You're in a phone box right now, yeah?
Indeed.
And whereabouts are you?
In the Broadway, Thatcham.
In Thatcham, near Newbury?
Yeah, that's it.
And can you prove you're in a phone box, please? Maybe put some more money in.
Alright, it's going in. Do we hear that?
Now, we had a guy called Pete on yesterday who was trying to win all our interactive DVDs by staying on the phone in the phone box for an hour. And after about...
He got to the 57th minute, didn't he?
I think it's about 55 minutes, and then it was like, ooh, I don't think his last 20p would accept.
Oh.
I hope that doesn't happen to you.
I hope not.
Why have you decided to take up this challenge?
I don't know, I was on the way back from my college yesterday, sat in traffic.
You're a student?
Yeah.
Right, there we are then. That explains it.
Yeah, it says it all.
Anything for free, hey?
Yeah.
Loads of time on your hands?
Yep.
Okay, Mike, well, if you just hang on there, and we'll come back to you soon, just... Make yourself comfy.
Yeah, I've got a chair coming.
You've got a chair coming?
Yep.
Who from?
My brother-in-law, just around the corner.
Wow! Oh, you've really thought about this, haven't you?
I thought this one through.
Yeah?
That's alright, that's okay, that's allowed.
Have you got a flask with you with a hot drink in it?
Oh, no, but I could request it.
Alright, well, we'll come back to you soon, alright?
Okay.
Good luck.
Cheers.
Scott Mills, National Radio.
Right, Mike is in a phone box near Newbury in Berkshire. Mike's challenge is to stay on the phone for an hour just to win some interactive DVDs. Why would you do that? Mike?
Yeah, alright.
Still in the phone box?
Yeah, getting a bit low on cash at the moment.
Why don't you get your brother-in-law to bring some for you?
I will.
With the chair?
With the chair and the flask.
Has he arrived yet?
He's not yet.
Right.
He's let me down a bit.
Alright, well, you need some money in the meantime, so you're going to have to go and blag some, I think.
I've got a blag some.
Yeah.
From people walking past.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to them on the phone as well.
Right.
If you go and find them, just maybe...
Do you want me to do it now?
Yeah, leave the phone box for a second. Don't hang up.
Right, I'll just put it up.
Right. Why would you do this, seriously?
I have no idea. I wouldn't even do it for a good prize.
There's no one about, but I can see someone coming.
Okay.
Wait there a sec.
Have you ever been near a phone box and it started ringing?
No.
Oh, yeah, that really freaks me
really?
Out. Yeah, never
that,
answer it.
I thought that just happened in Dom Jolly programme.
No, and Phone Booth, the film. Never answer it.
Phone Booth, the film?
Phone Booth, with Colin Farrell.
I've never seen that.
If he hung up, he got shot dead.
Oh, right, okay. That's slightly more pressure than
winning a few DVDs.
Maybe that could be the plot for the follow-up. Phone Booth 2.
He said no, this thing you get.
What?
He said no.
Oh.
There's a couple other... kids walking past.
Okay, well, if they're walking past, then just pass the phone on to me.
Right. I'm live on Radio 1. Would you like to speak to the presenter?
Yes? Is that a scream?
Hello. I'm live on Radio 1.
I think there are about three.
You're live on Radio 1. I don't know. Right, we got someone.
Wicked.
Hello.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Mike.
All right, Mike, how are you?
Not too bad.
Now, let me explain what's happening. I'm Scott Mills. I'm on Radio 1 at the moment, so are you.
Right.
And, basically, this guy that's just passed the phone over to you is trying to win some interactive DVDs.
Right.
Okay? Now, he's running out of money on the phone call.
Yep.
So anything you could give would be gratefully received.
Right.
20p, 50p.
Whatever you can spare, Mike.
Yep.
How much can you spare? Help him out, yeah?
I'll help him out, yep.
Yeah, okay, how much are you going to give?
No worries.
How much are you going to give?
A couple of quid.
Wow! Oh, you're a gentleman.
Nice star.
Thank you so much.
No worries.
Listen, so he doesn't spend it on drink and drugs.
Yep.
Could you actually put the money physically in the phone box now?
Right, yep.
In the actual thing, yeah?
I will do, yeah.
Go on.
Hold on.
Nice! Say thanks to Mike.
Thanks very much, Mike.
This is going very well, Mike.
Yeah, it's not too bad at the moment. My brother-in-law still ain't arrived for my chair, though.
I don't think he's going to.
One, Scott Mills, Radio 1.
More from us at 5:45.
You still there, Mike?
Yeah, still there.
Has your brother-in-law arrived with the chair yet?
He's not. I think
he's stitched you up.
I think he has stitched me up. He only has got a 2-minute walk.
It's all fine in the phone box, though. You're still there. It's all fine.
Yeah, still here. Still
all right,
there.
Then. Hang on.
Okay.
Radio 1.
Mike is in a phone box at the moment.
Yeah.
In Newbury, Thatcham, near Newbury. And for some reason, he wanted to take part in this game where you stay on the line in the phone box, you calling us, for an hour to win some of these interactive DVDs that we've got. Because Mike's a poor student and wants to wrap them up and give them to various friends and family for Christmas. I've got some bad news. After, I think, 43 minutes, that's the line that Mike was on.
Some of them still have them.
Yeah. Quiz that nobody wins. Sorry, Mike.
Scott.
Thing is, with those phone boxes, you get a rogue 20 or 10p, it just doesn't go in, no matter how many times you try and put it in.
I
just go straight to the tray at the bottom.